Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Vocal uplifting tracks for the taste of the night, courtesy of DLMT, and I was fortunate to interview him ahead of his gig here. I'll get to all of that shortly, but first let's check out this episode's Tracks of the Week. Adetto is a new arrival on the scene all the way from Bristol, England. This is Hustler.
Diva is a
Okay, a nice finish there from Kaiser Disco. It's The Dark Knight, and that's out now on their label KD Raw. Adetto kicked things off with Hustler, and both of those can be had at your favorite online retailer. On to the feature for tonight's episode. DLMT was in town a few weeks back, and I was fortunate to interview him ahead of the gig. Full track list and a collection of DLMT web links can be seen at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Here is part one of the interview. This is DJ Wah speaking to LA-based and Ontario-born producer and DJ DLMT, an artist who's been producing and DJing for the past decade. With releases on Dim Mac, Armada, and Future House Music, his career is clearly trending in the right direction. His track Going Down dropped on October the 14th on Ultra Music, so watch for that. He was here in Vancouver at Levels Nightclub on Tuesday, October the 18th, and that's what we're here to talk about tonight. It's my pleasure to be speaking to him. This is DLMT. So kicking things off here, how would you currently define your sound, and would you say it's evolved over time?
Thanks for having me, first off, and appreciate it. Well, I mean, my sound is definitely taken, I think honestly every year it takes a new turn, but I think the driving thing under my music always is like the driving bass line, really groovy drums, you know, hard hitting bass and drums. But something I try to really keep in a lot of them is some sort of, if it's not a vocal, some sort of atmospheric, melodic lead or vocal that, you know, is really captivating.
You are my paradise, I can't deny. You make me high. There won't be no goodbye, it's no surprise. I'm hypnotized. You are my paradise, I can't deny. You make me high. There won't be no goodbye, it's no surprise. I'm hypnotized. I'm I'm hypnotized.
Okay, and then what was your early exposure to club or electronic music, and what effect can you say that that had on you as you got a little bit older?
So I actually, the first person I saw live before I ever really listened to dance music at all, I listened to like country and rock music, was Steve Aoki. And it's funny because I just played a couple shows with him, and you know, he's a friend now, I was on his label. So it's funny how that, you know, the full twist there. But yeah, it was through him at a club in Toronto. And after that, I think I heard the music in my head for like 2 days and was like, this is what I want to do. And here I am.
Are you looking at me? Well, you should. One drink, one song, no right, no wrong, one place, no doubt. This time,
tell me what you think about.
One look, one line, no check, no sign, no face, no doubt. This time,
tell me what you think about.
One drink,
sour. Got a paycheck, will it spend right? Probably not so, let me get high. It's a new fear, but it's all good. Are you looking at me? Well, you should. Well, you should. Well, you should. Are you looking at me? Well, you should. Well, you should. Well, you should. Are you looking at me? Well, you should. Got a paycheck, will it spend right? Probably not so, let me get hype. It's a new fear, but it's all good. Are you looking at me? Well, you should. When I'm not home, do I go out? In the city that I love, gotta show out. It's a new fear, but it's all good. Are you looking at me? Yes, I would. 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 Looking at me, well, you should. One drink, one song. No right, no wrong. One place, no doubt. This time,
tell me what you think about.
One look, one line. No check, no sign. One face, no doubt. This time,
tell me what you think about.
One drink, one song. No right, no wrong. One place, no doubt. This time,
tell me what you think about.
One look, one line. No check, no sign. One face.
Okay, and then can you tell me about what your experience was like of trying to build up your reputation and establish yourself when you first got going in this industry?
I mean, it was weird. I established myself in Europe first, which is, I think, hard. But through Future House Music, which is a label based just out of Amsterdam, I really established my sound there and kind of like everywhere except really Toronto. And I think people kind of knew that after, and they're like, oh, you're not a local DJ. You're from here. And I'm like, yeah, I lived here. And so it's kind of funny how it went reverse. And I think that's what actually helped me, because I think a lot of artists tend to play a ton in their hometown and they kind of almost establish themselves as a local DJ. So I think it's really good to shoot elsewhere and then kind of like come home. I mean, obviously it works different in every case, but for me, it really worked kind of like working outside and then coming back.
Okay, you mentioned that you established your name abroad initially. Was that through gigging or was that through the productions that you had done, or was it a combination of both?
It was both. It was through productions and linking with artists who were like Australia, based around Europe, the States. And then my first tour ever was actually in Europe. And I think I had never played a show in my life before. I touched the deck maybe twice. And the first show I played to like 1,500 people in Switzerland. And I train wrecked so hard, but I learned pretty quickly. So
I know, yeah, I know that only you can do it right. I know, yeah, I know that only you make the moves I like. We'll be right back.
Okay, and then was there a moment during the whole process there that you realized it wasn't a hobby anymore, it wasn't a passion, and it had turned into a legitimate career? And what was that like?
I mean, the first one I was like, I think I can do this, or I know I can do this for like the rest of my life, was when I did this one record, So Cold, and it hit number one on Billboard, and I was like, whoa, okay, I think I got something here. But there was definitely hype towards that, you know, like it's different every release, you know, but I think that was the moment I was kind of like, okay, I think I got something.
Last night, there was only one thing on my mind. Wanna hold you one more time. Can we take a second to rewind?
Okay, looking a little more deeply at the production side of things, which is the DAW that you're working with at this time and why?
So I started in Logic Pro and I still primarily use that, but I slowly am transitioning to Ableton. I find it just has the easier workflow. I can get my groove sounding better, but I mix and master all my stuff in Logic still. And
okay, and then within Logic and Ableton, are you using primarily their VSTs or do you like to bring a lot of external stuff and then possibly your own hardware in there as well?
Yeah, I got hardware. For my one song, One Drink, I used a Sub 37. I have some Moog stuff. A lot of it is in box because it's easier to travel, you know, when I'm traveling and stuff. But, you know, Serum is an amazing plugin. Omnisphere is an amazing plugin. Sub Boom, there's a lot of stuff. I don't use too much stock stuff in Logic. The Ableton, like, operator is a lot better, and a lot of their plugins I find are better. But a lot of UAD stuff, and yeah, there's so many plugins out there. I keep buying stuff and relearning, and you know, it's endless, the wormhole.
Nowhere to be found. Stay what you say. You feel some type of way. Just say.
Okay, when you are making tracks right now, just because of your schedule, is a lot of that done on the road, or do you hold off on that and do most of it when you finally get home?
What I find is I start a lot of my ideas on the road, and I'll literally just produce on like my AirPods and like laying in bed or like on the plane, and I'll get ideas down because I've, you know, after a show I'll hear somebody like, okay, you know what, this would actually work really good, or I'll do tweaks, and then I'll get onto the studio and kind of like finally lay it out and mix it and, you know, get all the meat out.
Okay, and then in the early part of your career when you were just learning to produce, was there some part of that process that was particularly challenging or held you back from making the tracks as you initially envisioned them?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the low end, you know, mixing, I find if you can get your kick and your bass ratio and that sounding really tight in your low end, that a lot of the track just kind of has something nice to sit on top of. So I find getting the backbone for the song, which is in dance music, you know, especially house, tech house, is the bass and the drums. Everything else is just sits easy on top, and it's really easy to like lay it out. And I think the biggest thing is getting a structure. I'll have like a template now that I just lay out, and it's instantly, it helps me get the track idea out faster. And the biggest thing I learned was usually your first idea is your best idea. And I a lot of times will go and change it like 5 or 6 times and end up going to the first idea I had originally, because I find the first 2 to 3 hours you're most creative, and when you're just getting your idea out, and then that's when like the best creative juices are flowing.
I can feel your body next to me, baby. Open up your eyes and you can see. Maybe it's colder when you're gone. Don't you leave me here alone. Step into my mind and you could be my dream. My dream. My dream.
Baby, I can feel your body next to me. Baby, open up your eyes. Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
I'm DJ Wah. The show is Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR. You are listening to the DLMT interview. His track, Your Body, wrapped things up for part one. Freak kicks off the second half. Full track list as well as a selection of DLMT web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Enjoy part two. Okay, vocals are a prominent feature of a lot of the tracks that you make. What's the approach that you take to writing those lyrics? Is it something you like to do, something you do together with the vocalist, or something you like them to bring to you?
Honestly, all the above. Sometimes for a song, I'll find a sample and then produce a song around it and then cut it out and then write a vocal over top of it. Or I get a vocal sent from a label or a writer or a singer and I really vibe with it and I'll produce a song around it. There's so many different ways to do it, you know, go about it. And just like every single track, I think is different and comes together differently.
Okay, let's flip over to the DJing side of your career, the other half of the job that you do. When you are performing live, what's the setup that you use? You mentioned earlier using Ableton for your productions. Is that something you like to bring into your DJ sets? Or are you mostly a CDJ guy or some other setup?
Yeah, full on CDJs. I definitely want to bring in some live aspect to my shows, and I'll make it more of like, because I'm a drummer and a pianist. Like, I played drums in a metal band for like 10 years. So I want to bring in some sort of like musicality to, you know, make it more of like a live performance. But right now it's strictly just CDJ, you know, next to 2000s, or I actually like really like 3000s. A lot of people are kind of like iffy about them, but I find they're great. So.
Okay, and then when you are doing a live gig, what's the approach to programming a set that you like to take? Do you plan things out in advance or just go blind and see what that leads to?
Every single set, I kind of make a rough layout of songs, but I don't think I've actually ever played, I mean, recently in the last like 2 years, ever played a full set that I've ever like, you know, pre-planned the songs I'm going to play, because every single crowd is different. Everyone reacts differently. And I kind of know like songs that lead into the next song, like of my songs. So I can read if a certain style is going good there, I can read what song to go in and then take it that route, you know. But like, it's so hard to plan what a crowd is going to be like, you know. It could, you play the same club two nights in a row and they'll both be different crowds and they'll react differently, right? So
would I see you again?
Okay, you are going to be here in Vancouver on October the 18th. What can clubgoers expect from your set that night?
Well, it's going to be a fun night. A lot of new music, actually. And my record, I know you mentioned earlier, came out on last Friday, Going Down. So that track, a lot of Spanish-influenced music. I have a lot of music in the vault that I'm going to be playing. I hope to be playing soon a fully DLMT-only set. But yeah, it's going to be a fun night. Lots of special surprises, and yeah, definitely come out.
Okay, let's rewind the clock here. Looking back at your gigging history, can you recall any special events, residencies, things like that that you've had over the years that have really stood out for you?
Oh my goodness, there's a lot of shows this year. I think we had like 40, 50 shows this year. Montreal, Il Sonique was a lot of fun. That was, I was on the same stage with Swedish House Mafia and Lane 8 and Lewis Child. So that was really, really cool. That was a massive stage. That was a lot of fun. I love Montreal. It's my second home. I played a really cool festival in Southern California. That was really fun. I'm looking forward to, I have one coming up in Mozambique, Africa. I've never been there, but that's something really, really cool, big festival there. So there's lots of great experiences, but I think the best is yet to come.
Put on my favorite song so we can sing along and drive. Feels so alive.
Okay, let's look at twos here. Two tracks that really inspired you when you first got into this, and two tracks that you've made that stand out as your absolute best. And why?
So, I mean, one of the people that kind of got me into the rabbit hole of like what I'm making now was Chami. And he's a good friend now. And, you know, I've done a bunch of records on his label and hopefully working on something soon. But yeah, you know, that was one of the guys who I noticed was doing something different. And there's so many artists now. I don't necessarily say there's an artist I literally look at other than Fred again. He's the only person who's really like cultivating stuff now. But there's so many songs here and there. And it's just, I think part of our job is to be, you know, create digging and finding songs that fit with my style and stuff. But yeah, for me, I think the songs I'm most proud of are One Drink, So Cold. This new one I dropped, Going Down, is one of my favorite ones because it's something different for myself. And yeah, I think my best music has yet to come. And, you know, some of the music I'm making right now is, for me, the most challenging and the most different. So
if everyone loves, then why does hate exist? If everyone loves, we know the pain exists so long.
And then what is your vision for yourself, both in production and DJing, as you continue to go forward in your career?
So for production, like live production, I definitely want to involve some sort of live musicality and really have programmed like a light show and, you know, be able to one day do like a full performance set where I, you know, go in with the whole team and do a whole stage. And that's kind of a goal for myself. And production wise, I think just keep pushing the boundaries for myself and of what defines my sound. And yeah, just bring in different musical genres and different influences. And I think stay true to what I do, but always pushing it and always experimenting and taking new sounds to, yeah.
Okay, and then wrapping up here, is there anything else that you'd like to promote?
Well, like I said before, the new record Going Down, go check that out. I got some records coming up. And yeah, it's I got a remix right now for Bad Bunny that's out. That's doing well right now too. It's all over Diplo's Diplo's radio station on TSXM. So go check that stuff out. And yeah, stay tuned. There's lots of cool stuff coming. And thank you for having me.
You say that you don't like to make things easy, but baby, I'm not trying to make this hard. How about you and I collide completely? Cross the oceans, then reach for the stars. You've been in the dark for far too long. When I make my mark, it won't be long. Let me hold you tonight. Girl, we'll both be alright. Now let me show you the light.
This has been DLMT. A selection of DLMT tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Spotify, Juno Download, and Bandcamp. As well, a full list of DLMT web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Thank you very much for doing this.
I call it transcendence.
Trance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, breakbeat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
Done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to DLMT for interviewing. I would encourage you to head on over to Techno Progressivo's Facebook page to view the tracklist as well as a selection of DLMT web links and to find out more about the person behind the music. If you've enjoyed the show and want to give it another spin, visit the Techno Progressivo show page at citr.ca as well as Apple Podcasts to check out this one and more great interviews and guest mixes from days gone by. Keep up to date with the show, follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Up next on the station is Attic Jam, so stick around and see what they've got in store for you. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's track from the past. For this one, let's hop back 16 years in time to 2006. It's Blippi, it's Electro-y, it's Zen-K with The Punisher. Enjoy this, and I will see you back here in 2 weeks.
We'll be right back.